Andrew Atkins would be a good jockey to have on there because it's not far away until we get to see Andrew back in action. And it was great to see that he returned to track work yesterday. He would have been a very happy young man. Maybe a little sore this morning, but happy nonetheless to get back on the horse. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, mate. I'm really well. Not actually sore today, thank God.
Really? You pulled up well.
I've done a lot of work in the gym to make sure that I hopefully didn't get sore. In saying that, only done two slow ones yesterday, so might be a little bit more sore tomorrow after a couple of gallops this morning.
What's it been like yesterday and today? Like, how exciting and enjoyable to get back on the horse, so to speak?
Oh, it was unbelievable. I didn't really sleep Sunday night. I was too excited to get up Monday and get back on a horse. It was a great feeling to be back on a horse. The leg held up really well. Everything else held up good, and I was happy, and I really enjoyed it.
It's been a long time. The 25th of July, that shocking fall, it was so well documented. But for those out there who may have forgotten, what were the injuries that you suffered, Andrew?
I had four breaks in my left leg, and I had a metal rod put in there and from my knee and my ankle. I had eight ribs, broken ribs, a punctured lung, and a broken collarbone. So I had a fair few injuries, but thankfully they're all healed now and sort of back in rock and roll now.
And the body is feeling fine, or is it still a bit sore and achy with all of those injuries?
Majority of it's all my ribs and my collarbone and all that is 100% fine. A few niggly little issues in my leg, but nothing getting in the road, you know. Like maybe if I walk barefoot, I can feel a little bit my ankle. And I noticed yesterday I rubbed a lot where the calcium, like where the bone was broken in my leg, because it actually was a compound. So where the scar is, it actually rubbed a little bit in the saddle. But I put some packing over that today, and it was perfectly fine. So apart from that, it's really good, considering it was only sort of 6 months ago and how bad the injuries were. You know, I was pretty chuffed to be able to get back as quick and as good as I am.
Do you keep all that hardware in you, the rods and the screws, or do they eventually get taken out?
They can stay in there for as long as I want. They can stay in there for life, but I can get them out after 12 months, I think they said. But if they're not causing me any problems, I'll probably just leave them in there. Only going to make my leg a bit stronger. So, and you know, trying to get and getting that rod out of my leg, you know, it's going to really be starting all over again. So it's not something I'm looking forward to after having so much time off over the last few years. I don't really want to have any more time off. So I'm not too sure yet. I'm tipping I'll leave them in there.
You have had a couple of falls and you've had a bad run, but you were flying at the time of that fall at Rose Hill. Have you gone back and watched it, or is it something you just go, you know what, I'm going to put that out of my mind?
No, I've definitely watched it. It doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really faze me to watch it. It's not something I sit there and watch every day, but it's, I definitely have gone back and had a look at it. And like I said, I don't really want to keep it in the memory bank too good.
Have you penciled a return date?
I haven't. I haven't got a certain date, but I'm going to ride track work and trials for a month. So probably just sort of mid to late February, and in a month's time, I'll sort of try and get back to the races and try and get a few rides and hopefully get a few winners. But there's no penciled in date at the moment, you know. But I'm happy to give myself a month of track work just to make sure, you know, everything is 100% before I get back. You know, I've had 6 months off, so another month isn't going to really hurt, and it's only going to improve my strength and healing even more. So there's no rush at this stage, but definitely mid to late February.
The fall created a lot of headlines and Hugh Bowman's suspension subsequently. I know you're all good mates, and there's a lot of camaraderie in the jockey's room, but what was that experience like for you and Hugh?
No, it was fine. You know, people probably blew it out to a lot of different bad proportions. Me and Hugh get on fine. He come and see me in hospital after the fall, and everything is fine. You know, it's one of them things that happen. It's a racing incident. You know, these things are going to happen and when you sign up to be a jockey. And, yeah, that's pretty much how I took it. You know, took a pinch of salt and move forward, because if I go worrying about that, I'll get nowhere.
Well, it's good to see you back, Andrew, and you're building up slowly every day. A couple more today, and then tomorrow. Is that what the plan is?
Yeah, well, that's right. I'm two yesterday, I'm two today, and done a gallop today. So, and which felt really great. And then yeah, tomorrow I might pick up and do a couple more, and then sort of build into the week to come, and then like get back into the trials in a couple of weeks and stuff like that, and just you know slowly progress into more and more work.
And how was the weight during the whole rehab and recovery period?
Actually, really good. I'm lucky. I'm very naturally lightweight, and I jumped on the scales a couple of days ago, and I was only 51.5. So I am very lucky with that, because having so much time off and so much free time on your hands to do what you want, eat what you want, and I'm so thankful that I am light, because I couldn't think of anything worse trying to get back. Two races and trying to get your weight back at the same time. So I'm thankful I'm very light.
Did you pick up any new hobbies? What did you do to fill in the time?
Played a lot of golf when I finally could walk again. And that's basically all I've done the whole time. And I've taken my boat out a couple of times, gone fishing, and I went up to see my family a lot. But playing a lot of golf, to be honest. I've just really found a love for the game of it, and I'm improving, so that's why I like it.
I was going to say, has the handicap come down?
It has a little bit, but it's a very challenging game. That's why I like it. It's kept me interested and gives me something to do.
Well, it's good to hear, because there's a lot of hot dogs out there on the golf course and the jockeys' ranks, so be good to see you improving that and taking a positive out of what was a negative. But it is so good to see you back in the saddle at Trackwork. We look forward to seeing you back on race day very soon.
Thank you, mate. Thanks very much. I can't wait. And thanks for having me on.